Hello, everyone, and welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the LOA Blend. I'm Alisa.
And I'm Elizabeth.
That covers everything. All right.
Morning. I love that. That always cracks me up. My Atlanta girls. Morning. I love that. Anyway, how are you, darling?
I'm good. I'm still eating leftover Indian food from dinner last night. What I'm missing is some coffee. I really do need some coffee, though. But,
Have the Indian food, and I have the coffee. I always make sure I have to have the coffee. Get me together for the show.
Well, it was either do my little Tai Chi workout or make the coffee.
Did the Tai Chi workout? Good for you.
And I took a break yesterday. My legs were like, what are you doing? All this movement. Yesterday I was like, okay, maybe I should just rest for a moment.
That's great.
So I felt better today. It didn't.
So you did what's that called? Like the Wuji, like the horse, because that's what makes that stance, I think it's the horse pose or something, where that really challenges your legs. I know. It seems so innocuous, and the next day it's like I can't walk.
I could feel it the first day. I mean,
yeah,
because all the whatever this workout was all the movements were, you had to have your center.
Right.
And so I was like, all right, well, bending at the knees, making sure I've got my center.
Right.
I'm like, wow. Yeah,
that's
so
great.
My quads were like, oh, yeah, what are you doing?
That's wonderful.
It's too early in the morning for this. So.
But that's great. I'm very impressed.
Oh, well, I really enjoy it. It's one that I do it every so often. Well, once or every so often. But I've been needing to do some kind of movement, and I'll probably dig up another workout CD in another, week or two. But I want to get into this, and I'll probably I mentioned it to Anna. She's like, "You're doing a Tai Chi workout?" I'm like, "Uh-huh." So we may bring it. I may bring it to the studio and
bring it
and
to
do
work.
It
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
It's
nice.
Great. Yep.
It is nice.
It is. Yep. And well worth the sacrifice of, you had to choose between coffee or that, you did that, or coffee and heating up your Indian food, I would go with the Indian food.
I eat my Indian food cold. It's good. It's chicken. It's called Chicken 65.
Oh.
And then I have a little piece of naan bread.
Mm.
And that's pretty simple, but it's so good.
So good when they do
it
right.
Last night. Yeah, I couldn't finish all of it last night. So I thought, oh, I have Indian food. So nice to have a little protein in the morning. This little bit of chicken is good.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Well,
I'm having a good day.
Yeah, you are. I love, but isn't that nice that at this hour of the morning you can say that?
I know.
I love that. I love that when even before we start the show, it feels like it's been positive and productive, and I feel like that most show days or most mm-hmm. days in general, but most show days, because we have to create the space for that hour, and there's certain things that we need to adjust so that we can have that block of time for our listeners, even the ones who hang up on us. Anyway, I just have to play with this just for a minute. Just for a minute, I'll let it go.
Let it work through your system.
I'm letting it go. No, actually, it's really anything for a cheap joke. That's me. If that's really all this is, it is anything for a cheap laugh, I'm there. But no, if anything, I felt compassion for a listener and we've had a handful of times, really so minimal. I think maybe it's been two or three times 4 times tops in almost 3 years that, you know, a listener just wasn't happy with what they heard, or they just wanted a magic answer or us to fix it, or just expectation that we should know what their issue is and what they want, and just because mm-hmm. they're breathing on the other side of the phone. And I know Elisa and I are good. We're damn good, but we're not that good, nor do we claim or want to be that good. So I have to joke. That's what you got to do. Got to joke. But anyway, I'm very glad to be on, and glad that you started off your day in a productive one. So I'm just thinking, because I haven't done this in a while, should we start off the show that I pull a message just for the general vibe for everybody?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. It's been a minute. So yeah. I'm ready, girl. This is for all of us. All right. Six. Okay. Oh, that's nice. We've had this message before. It's so funny that there's literally, I think about at least 1,200 messages, and it's crazy when I recognize a message mm-hmm. out of so many. It's just weird. But we talked about this message, I think, with the listener very, very recently. But this is for all of us. It came up again for a reason. Embrace the energy of emergence. Mm. Be still, patient, and loving towards yourself and others. And I think we just gave that message on Tuesday's show to somebody. And there's no way that I would know that. My eyes are closed, and I'm scrolling through and literally hundreds of messages. And then when you say pick, I open my eyes and see where it lands.
Mm-hmm.
It's so interesting that it's one that I definitely recognize. So
I like it.
I like it. No, absolutely. It's just funny that it's one that's familiar, but obviously one, a message for us, for all of us to be reminded of, and that the energy of emergence can mean many different things. It could be, right. You know what I'm saying? It could be filled with contrast. It could be, oh my goodness, I thought I dealt with that issue. Why is it blowing up in my face?
Mm-hmm.
It could, you know what I mean? Like it could be receiving abundance and really understanding the value and the necessity for being in alignment, especially when it comes to worthiness and deservability.
Mm-hmm.
To be still. Huge, so important, and challenging sometimes, even just for 5 or 10 minutes in a, sort of like a meditative state. Patient and loving towards yourself. Huge. We get a lot of conversation on the show, and the energy of impatience is very strong a lot of times. So be still, patient, and loving towards yourself and others. And I think to the degree that you're not still, you're impatient, and you're not as loving toward yourself as you could be, I think that's going to reflect with our irritations and our impatience and perhaps our lack of compassion toward other people too.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it is a time of energetic emergence. And to look at it that it's twofold, I think sometimes the other side or the underbelly of the message isn't seen. Or it's interesting, too, because we'll get a call and a name will come up, and I'll just say a name, and then all these inferences will be attached. I'm like, I didn't say that person was going to hurt you. I just said the name. You know, it's interesting, right? Sort of,
yeah.
What we wash these things with, what we color these assumptions with. So, yeah, I like this message, and I like that it's one that's been repeating itself recently in recent shows, because it's now a very familiar message that several listeners have gotten. So I think it's very interesting that this is the message for all of us for today. So that's good.
Yeah. So that's just another reminder. Like, just keep with it. Keep doing what you're, you know, what you're doing. You're treating yourself well. But I mean, also today is another full moon.
I noticed
moon.
That yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, it was bright yesterday.
I was coming home in the evening, and I was with a friend, and I'm like, what is going on? Because the streets were like crazy. It was like a parade. It was just like one thing to make us laugh after another, just walking a few blocks, like, oh. And then I looked up, I'm like, ah, got it. And then I realized I wasn't aware that there was a full moon until last night when I looked up at the sky, when I was like thinking, what is going on? It was very charged energy in the streets of New York. And then I realized, oh, full moon. So it's continuing on. I guess it lasts for a little bit, so we still have it today.
I was trying to find where I saw that. I can't remember if it was I was scrolling on Facebook, but let's find out. They call it a harvest.
Oh, moon. Right. That's right, because it's right. That makes sense.
Because it's the full moon closest to the autumn equinox.
Right. And I think I remember talking about this last year, and how it is a potent time to, and one of my spiritual mentors actually said this to me many, many years ago, where it comes to the full moon cycles, this one particular, and it's a time of seeding, where it's really seeding what you want to manifest, and to be very clear about not including what you don't want, to be very clear, very focused on those things that make you feel good. And let's say you're at a loss or you're not sure, or sometimes it just seems almost such an infinite list. A lot of times I'll just ask for harmony. That covers a lot of stuff. Harmony in my life, in my relationships, in my work, whatever. Harmony, peace.
Right.
I mean, without those things, health.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're emerging, so it makes sense where that those there's some powerful natural forces.
Yeah, I'm still thinking, but I'm not finding all the stuff I needed. But no, it's good. So I think it's either started last night or ends tonight, something like that. So okay, it was pretty bright last night. I was out like
very.
And this is, I feel like this is like my final push with all the stuff I'm doing with my fraternity. I've had meetings with quite a few of the students who are leaders, and like it feels like every night tonight I've got another meeting with another executive board member. And it's just like some one-on-one time with them. Some of them I've known for a few semesters, you know, and some of them are still really new. But they're asking good questions, and I'm also, I feel like I'm also asking them more questions so that they can find the answer for themselves.
Nice.
But I'm feeling like this time, you know, not even this time next year, but just like next after January.
That you're wrapping it up, girl.
Yeah, it's what it feels like. I'm like, you know, you have to make your efforts and inroads with some other advisors, because I said, you know, honestly, I'm putting my energy into some other things, and yeah, this may be the last full semester where I can participate at the level that I'm doing now.
Absolutely.
And I don't want people to be all like, oh, she doesn't love us anymore. But that's not true. But
no,
you know, everyone else gets to graduate, you know?
Yeah, she has a life. And I remember 2 years ago how it was like a job. You know what I mean? And so the fact that it's been refining itself and streamlining doesn't compromise your love or your commitment. It's just more that you are loving yourself and putting your needs, because if not now, when?
Right.
This is it. We have no window of, I got a grace. No, you don't. You know? So it's very important that whatever seeds that you're planting, seeds ties into the conversation about the harvest moon, whatever seeds you're planting now, it's great knowing that it's about streamlining so that you are creating the space for what you want to have in your life, because that's freedom and that's also growth and expansion, and you can still be in service to those that are relying on you, but this time the boundaries will give you the personal freedom, which really is a byproduct of self-love.
Right.
You know, that's good.
I had a conversation, one of my dear friends who ended up, he stepped up and took over in my position that I had a couple years ago.
Right.
Where it was a big volunteer position. He's now in his second year, and he's also wanting to pass it along to the next person come next year, like next February. So
there you go.
And he's one of my oldest friends. He's a year older than I am, so mm-hmm. we've known each other since my first few days of college. And I was talking with him the other night. I said, you know, there's something about I think that late teen, early 20 age frame, like that time period, I said, there's a reason why you and I are still hanging out, but we're ready
yep.
to move on.
Yep.
And I said, I've been writing about this for the last couple of weeks, just different aspects of it. Like, why is it such a comfortable time period? Like, it's easy for me to relate to the students, even though I am aware of the, you know, almost double the time that I've spent on the planet with experiences.
Right.
For some reason, like that, I said, I have to come to terms with, you know, whatever, like whatever was going on there for me, I can let it go. And one of the things I remember writing about recently was about how I felt like on top of the world going out of high school and going into college. Like most people,
right.
they don't have really good experiences in either. And I just felt so in my power, to the degree that I understood what that meant. But it wasn't like, oh, I had like, you know, the boyfriend or any of that stuff. It was more of, I just felt like I knew what the hell I was doing. It was effortless. Like being in charge or being a leader, like that was not a problem. And it was actually something I really enjoyed, both on the high school level as student body president. And then a few years later in college, I was the president of my chapter for this same organization that I'm still volunteering with. And it gave me that taste of, wow, you know, there's a lot that happens. And so when I work with these students who are all leaders and they're going through their own personal struggles and it's their life, because at that moment, that's everything for them. I'm like, yeah, I get it. So I totally get it, because I was there when I was your age, and then I had to take another step back and realize this is temporary. Just like we tell each other all the time, well, this is just temporary.
Mm-hmm.
But I had to really do a lot of writing and realize, well, it's not like that's the only setting where I can
write.
Mm-hmm. That was good. So it makes it a lot easier to plot the course. I mean, I knew that after you know, a couple of years, like 2 years ago, I knew
uh-huh.
that I couldn't maintain that level, because it wasn't going to sustain me. It wasn't going to, you know, that's a volunteer position. It wasn't a job, like where, you know, my career.
Right.
So I had to switch things up, but so I feel like I'm still, I want to figure out some more things, but I had to pay attention. Like my people were like, okay, well, maybe you should pay attention to that. Maybe you should start easing out and then redirecting all that energy into other things that actually directly help you.
Exactly. And it's the same energy, it's just a different backdrop.
Yeah. Yeah, and that is exciting.
Yes, it is.
Because, yeah, you know, to write about that and from that time period and thinking, there was a lot of stuff that I just didn't, I didn't have to be concerned about.
Right. Yeah, you know? I know, right?
It was a really nice time period, but I said, I really have to grow up from that period. I mean, it's a comfort zone for me.
Sure. Sure. You know, and some people, and it's no judgment, it's an observation, you know, that's why some people stay in a university setting forever. Well,
that's
let me get
true.
This degree. Let me get that degree. You know what I mean? Like, they're professional students.
Right.
There's and, you know, God bless an academic. You know, that's great. So there's comfort because it's a microcosm. It's a
mm-hmm.
structure. There's a sense of safety, a sense of control a little bit. It's a controlled environment to a certain degree. There's a structure. It's very structured. It's probably one of the most structured environments that one could ask for. So I could see the comfort in that.
Yeah.
It's a system.
Yeah.
And it's a culture. It's a very specific culture. So that makes a lot of sense. But it's wonderful to know that you can apply those experiences, observations, and skills towards something more synergistic for you.
Yeah.
And still maintain your love connection to being there and being supportive more on a consulting type of way as opposed to just every day. I remember 2 years ago, you like three nights a week, you were always exhausted.
Yeah.
Three times a week,
yeah.
You were like doing stuff for them, and that's great, but I'm glad that it's refined. It's still the same thing, but it's refined.
Yeah.
So that's a good step.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, people, like the person I had my meeting with last night, she only joined within the last year, so she now has a really big responsibility with bringing in new people. And she said, yeah, you know, you're like the only advisor that I knew. I didn't think we had any other advisors. I'm like, well, you know, by rules, you need to have four. We actually have six. But they only saw me.
Well, hello. Right. So I got to switch it up.
So I said, yeah, we're going to bring on some additional people. And for you to make the effort to invite them is a big deal. But just know that not everyone is going to make that same effort, has that kind of time, and will manipulate their schedule to meet all of you. I said, the way I have in the last two, going on 20 years, really. But
right.
It felt good to see that, okay, I'm making a difference, but now they are also respecting and recognizing that I do have a life, and I want to create a different life.
Because you're respecting and honoring that for yourself, and then
leading,
they're following by the example that you're leading.
Yeah.
It all starts with you. So that's huge progress, especially from where I'm sitting. Just knowing you and knowing how exhausted, and then you would get to yourself to the point that your body would just shut down, and then you'd be down for the count.
Yeah.
And you don't have time for that. So,
mm-mm.
No, it's good, Miss Tai Chi.
Girl,
that's good. That's good.
We have a hand raised, and then I want to, if we have time, let me touch on a dream I had yesterday. But,
sure. And, hi to everybody listening. Absolutely, we'll take this call.
All right. Do it. Area code 410. Hi, you're on the air with Elisa and Elizabeth. Who's this?
Hi, this is Anna.
Hi, Anna. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. We need permission to connect to your energy, please.
Sure.
And have you called us in the past?
No.
Okay. And we need your date of birth, month, and day?
It's September 9th.
Okay. Happy recent birthday. So,
thank you.
Yes, of course. So what's going on? What are you needing today?
I just need some insight on relationships, where that's heading or what you see around that.
Is there somebody with the C name? Is there a Charles or a Charlie? Doesn't have to be the person you're talking about. That's just what came in.
I can't think of anybody offhand. But
okay, so just remember that, all right? I'm just making... a note. Charlie, Charles, Charlotte, something, I don't know, living or past. But as you were saying hello to us, I wrote that name down. All right, so that's the first thing that popped in. I'm going to have Lisa talk about the cycle that you just entered in while I continue to connect to your energy, and we're going to see what else I come up with here, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and just see if anything resonates as she's talking to you with the C name or Charlie or Charlotte, because sometimes it's like after the show I'll get an email like, oh, yeah, I know who that is. So just let that marinate as she's talking to you, and then we'll come back.
Okay.
All right. Well, Anna, happy belated birthday. And you entered a number six personal year, started on your birthday, which goes into your next birthday. That's your whole personal year. What's interesting is that the six is a number of love and community and relationships on a personal level. So that I think it's interesting you're asking about relationships. And I think the thing is here, my normal question would be like, well, are you in one right now, or are you looking at starting one? Which is, you know, sometimes if you're in one, and it's not, maybe it's the very beginning stages of it. You're like, well, where is it going to go? Or if you're just open for one.
She in one.
Yeah, okay. I'm in one.
She's in one. She's totally in one. I mean, go ahead.
And so now that forever long you've been in it, if you started within the last year, that's one thing, because that energy before the number six is the number five, and the energy of the five is about ups and downs and unexpected things and just a lot of expansion that comes at not really at a cost, but it happens to push you out of your comfort zone. So when you are getting now into, well, I'm in this relationship, I want to see where it's headed, that number six energy is for you. That's the energy where you are wanting to establish roots. You're wanting to establish exactly what's going to be happening, because this is like the last bit, the last few years of you really wanting to reach some of your goals, some of the goals that you put into motion maybe 2 years ago. As you're working through them, the relationship that you want to establish, there's some bearing on some of these goals that you have. So I'm just sort of laying out our framework here, because you just want to know where it's headed. But as far as I'm concerned, when it comes to your personal year and that number six energy, whatever you're wanting to, you're going to put a lot of energy into a lot of other people, because I call the six a mom number. It's like the mother number and the nurturing number. So there tends to be a lot of this, let me just make sure everyone's okay. Make sure everyone has something to drink and they're comfortable. Just remember to put yourself in that equation as well. To give of yourself, that's a very natural, loving thing to do. But put yourself in a position also to receive and to nurture yourself. And maybe it doesn't come right away from somebody else, but if you start showing that, yeah, this is what I'm doing for me as well, then you will start getting that kind of treatment. Or you'll realize, you know, this person or these people aren't going to be able to support me in the way that I need it, the way I can do it for other people. So it's just a matter of seeing what your next steps need to be, but not based on somebody else's actions, but what are you doing for you first? Like leading by example, what are you doing for you first? And then if they catch on, they catch on. If they don't, then you're at another crossroads to decide, well, you know, is it within my power to attract something different? My answer would always be yes. Within our power to do whatever it is we want. But I'm going to turn it over to Elizabeth
okay.
right now. And
also,
see
with the name Charles, it could also be a place or a street. So St. Charles, Charlotte, Charleston. So just also know it's a name that came through.
Okay.
Okay, so just FYI. boyfriend's on the fence because I got this picture of this, like, huge white picket fence, and I'm like, why am I getting that picture? Oh, because he's on the fence. Do you feel like he's on the fence?
Yeah, for the last year.
Thank you. That
okay.
fence, that what was that, that, honey, that fence was like a mile long. I said, that was a bit, I'm like, why? And I'm from New York. I'm like, why am I getting, okay. He's on the fence. That came in, so when Elisa said how long, that picture came in, I wrote that down. I'm like, oh, no, she's been in one. So
yeah.
I definitely feel that he's on the fence. I also wrote down that it's difficult to breathe. And that could be metaphorically or it could be literal. Again, I just write these things down and I share it with the listener. There's also a tenderness in the heart, lung area, but it's like this shallow breath. It's hard to breathe. I don't know where that energy is coming from or it just feels that way in the dynamic of the relationship, Anna. But it's not a fun, cozy place. And I think there's a bit of a mourning taking place because I don't know how long you guys have been together, but at the end of the day, you are really missing how easy breezy it used to be. And all of a sudden, it's almost like that dynamic of, you know, we're grown-ups, but what happened? Mm-hmm. And it's kind of what Elisa was talking about with the college kids. Like, that was such a kind of a magical, fun time, and she's very comfortable in that because it's representing that energy. And I think you're kind of missing what you guys. It got very heavy over time,
mm-hmm.
Right? And and I think you kind of miss, like, you know, he used to. I'm not being graphic at all. I'm just reading the newspaper from your energy. But you, he couldn't keep your hands off of you. There wasn't, right?
So just he stopped pursuing me, and that's been a big problem. He got very comfortable.
Right.
Very
but there was
quick.
A time, right, but in the beginning, he used to work for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To pursue you and to remind you how precious a person and being in his life and... It's very stagnant because if he's on the proverbial fence, he really gets the best of all worlds, and then and it's very convenient because when you're just having all of this pent up emotion and sensitivity, then you fall into the crazy PMS. True, and that was never you.
Right.
And you don't like what you're seeing energetically in the mirror. Because I have to tell you, there is nothing broken within you. I also have to tell you that because in a sense you're compensating for his stagnation, that's where I'm feeling like the lack of spaciousness and breathing for you is, because his being on the fence is taking up so much of your energy that you're beginning to take, and I'm sad for a little bit about this, you're taking it out on yourself, that you be very careful, because I'm getting that you're getting a distorted perception of your self-image, and you were never like that. Be careful. Does that make sense to you? Because I'm seeing you looking at the mirror and you're not getting it in terms
feel,
of
yeah.
being critical.
I feel like he's been wounded in past relationships. I feel like I've been paying for that. And like you said, he has this very, he's passive-aggressive. So he has this way of trying to flip things on me.
Absolutely. That you're the crazy one. Right.
Right. And I'm really upset about that. And so... the thing that's been bothering me is if you sit me down and say, look, I'm not ready for a relationship, I'm a grown woman, I can deal with that. But it's just been a year of him telling me things,
but he has huge issues with confrontation.
Yeah, he doesn't follow through on anything he says. He was talking to another female, 3 or 4 months ago.
Mm-mm.
And I'm just like, just tell me, you know. And but that's where a lot of the frustration.
And that's where the Charlotte Charlie name could be coming in. Do you follow me? Like we don't know. So that is definitely a clue. At the end of the day, you could love him, but you could like yourself better.
Yeah.
So I think that in terms of in addressing your specific question, you know, what do we see here? I see this person on a really long fence. And I also see that it's the spaciousness of breath is being severely compromised, and I'm also seeing the beginnings of a distorted self-image because of you having to compensate or accommodate the lack of spaciousness and the sadness. There's a grieving going on through all of this because it used to be it's almost like the polar opposite of what the first 6 months was.
Yeah, and I'm just, like you said, I'm struggling with, you know, did I do, what's wrong
with
me?
I know.
And
I hate
you know.
That. Yeah.
So I don't, I'm just, I know now that I don't want to put any more energy into the relationship.
No.
You know.
And if anything, and this would totally really be taking him off guard, and it's not a suggestion, it's just what came in. So you, the law of free will is the most powerful one, so take this in the spirit in which I'm giving him, but There's nothing wrong with you saying to him, I need some space. Because that'd be the last thing, girlfriend, that he would expect to hear from you.
Yeah.
You need the space. And it doesn't mean, because guys are stupid. They think, oh, I'm going to get with somebody else. No, stupid. I need to do me. So that would be a gentle suggestion based on all of this energy.
Mm-hmm.
That we're picking up over here.
Okay.
And that would be so powerful for you because when Elisa was talking about the boundaries and really looking at obligations in a way to suit her, this really is very parallel, although the circumstances are entirely different, Anna, because literally you are claiming what it is that you're needing. And you haven't known to do that in a very long time because you thought there was something wrong with you. But look at how empowering that is to say, I need my space.
I do. And what Lisa was saying is correct. I've had goals for the last 3 years, and I feel like the last year, I've completely wasted. And I hate
you didn't waste anything. You didn't waste anything. He's your greatest teacher. I'm not going to even let you say it. He's your greatest teacher because you come to the awareness. You come to the awareness, and now you're ready. You know, because I'll say work it, own it, own it, work it, work it, own it. You have coming to the awareness. So you thank him and know that every success is built on a path of failure.
Mm-hmm.
So good for you, because Mr. Charlie or whoever the hell, whatever, you just don't know. But right now, he's not Mr. Right. He's not even Mr. Right now. He's Mr. I need some space.
Yeah, I can't handle it anymore. And like you said, I'm getting very negative self-image, and it's affecting me.
I know it is.
Ways.
I saw you in that mirror, and it's devastating. And also, too, you're feeling, which is why I cut you off just to slice the energy. You know, you're feeling it was wasted or whatever. But what it is, that's your highest self fighting for its survival.
Yeah.
Look at it that way. You're a fighter. You're not like resigned and giving the guy all the power. It doesn't feel good because how else would the energy know to get your attention?
True.
So it served a really good purpose.
Okay.
So I don't know how familiar or how new you are with the show, but please download this so you can hear everything Elisa and I said to you. And we're on 3 days a week. And give us a call back whenever you'd like and give us an update because I feel that you shifted just in the brief time that you talked to Elisa and myself.
Yes, I just want to work on my energy now.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah, go from there. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Good. And happy, happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
And it's interesting that you said she's going, she just started a six, correct?
Yeah, she just started at six.
That's about
her
self-love. That's her body.
I know it.
That's, yeah, of course you do. You said it. Absolutely. Absolutely. She needs to work it, work it, own it, work it, own it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Woo. Now that means.
Oh, I'm glad we took her call.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes it's just when you're able to talk it out for a moment and
yep.
you've got a sounding board and then you can kind of say, it's like looking at all the different pieces and say, oh, oh, that piece is supposed to go here. Now I can see it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's her puzzle, you know, it's her thing to work out. And,
right.
And just knowing that she is going to be fine. And, you know, and even
oh, yeah.
he'll be
totally
whatever
fine.
He needs to be doing. But she, when you're talking about the heaviness, I'm like, wow, yeah. Everyone knows what it's like to kind of be in a holding pattern.
Oh, I couldn't breathe. When I was like, oh, my God, I can't breathe.
Yeah.
And then I saw this picture of this fence, and I'm like, what does that fence mean? Oh, he's on it. Okay. So, but she's already, she shifted even before calling us, but this kind of opened it up a little bit, just talking to you and myself. So, lovely caller. Hope she follows up and lets us know how she's doing, because she's going to do great.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, anytime I talk to people who are like earth signs, like I'm an earth sign, she's a Virgo, I'm like, you know, you can't hold us down for too long. We'll figure it out.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
This is temporary, trust me. So, all right, let's go. We have a couple more hands raised, so let's go.
Let's knock them out.
Hello, you're on the air with Elisa and Elizabeth. Who's this?
How fortunate I am to be with you two on this harvest moon day.
Opulent.
Hey,
hey darling.
Hey, how is everybody doing?
We're doing great. How are you, beautiful?
I'm grateful.
Nice. That's a good space to be in.
Yes, yes.
I love that. I said this a couple of shows ago that I started a practice that one of the very first things I do upon waking up is I have a journal and I write down five things that I'm happy about or appreciative for, and it's a really wonderful way to start the day. So I love that you said that. And, yeah, and what's going on? How are you?
Well, I have a question.
Okay.
About me and Delta. Me and Delta Airlines.
What's going on?
Well, the word war is coming up, but, you know, that's what's coming, so that's what I'm feeling. I have human, how do I want to define it? They were very, they meaning their employees, their infrastructure, I have issues with them, which I'm going to address.
Okay.
And I'd just like to know any insight you can give me in terms of getting an outcome that will not only satisfy me, but also help others who they have treated same way or worse.
Well, the first thing that I would say, and I know that you do this anyway, but just to articulate it, Opulence, is that you just clothe every person, you cloak them in a golden light, and you wish everybody the best. That's the best thing for you, just to have the energies at their most potent. And, yeah, I feel that it's very important for you to do this, but if possible, not to do it alone, so that the focus isn't that you're like the scapegoat or they're, you know, because you have you're such a force of nature that sometimes you can be put on a pedestal and crucified in the same breath, and you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
And the thing is, that's very convenient to the other parties involved, like a corporation or what have you. So my recommendation, we'll pull a message on this in a second too. My recommendation, Opulence, is that if you could find a neutral party that comes across neutral, but of course someone who's very understanding and supportive and in agreement with what you're doing, just to do the more earthly tasks, more the protocol, because that's the system in which you have to operate in. It's a corporate system. So if you have somebody to represent you or to assist you, I feel that will make this more impactful and fruitful and more of what you are intending and hoping for. So I hope there's either a relative or a friend or somebody, a neutral party that is supportive of you to just be a support system.
Okay.
I'm not really thrilled about you doing this like lone wolf all by yourself. So to get somebody to help you out. But what I would like for you to do, and this has been a new suggestion with pulling the messages, is you'll hear the music and just have your hand on your heart, think about your issue, but have an inner or outer smile and think, what if? Because it really opens the messages up. Okay, so just think, what if, but with a smile, with the energy of a smile. All right,
bye.
So I'm ready when you guys are.
I'm ready.
Okay. Okay, here we go. Offer unconditional healing energy to those in need of it, near and far, without judgment or inner critique. And the number for this, Elisa, is 149. I'll read it one more time. Offer unconditional healing energy to those in need of it, near and far, without judgment or inner critique. And it's interesting because an airline serves people near and far. So
yeah.
It's interesting that, you know, an unconditional healing energy without judgment or inner critique. So that's the other thing, too, to be as neutral as possible and to state this as factually as possible, because I have a feeling, not that I know what happened, but I could only imagine that it was a discrimination issue or that it was you weren't quite treated with the proper respect and protocol is what I'm guessing. I don't know.
You're correct of the second, and it might even also be, you know, might have been discrimination.
And I don't mean a color thing. I mean more of an energetic discrimination, because you're very powerful. I don't mean a cultural. I mean like an energy. You're a very powerful little package. Powerful, and some people don't know, or I'd say most people don't know what to do with that. It's a select few. So I would imagine that because of you're not a mainstream person at all, thank goodness, I think because of that lack of understanding, and then you didn't get, and because of that, and it could be very well unconscious on their part, that you weren't getting the respect and treatment that a passenger should expect to have.
You're exactly correct.
Okay, because this is the first I'm hearing of this, so I had no. Was this when you were just in New York?
Yes, I'm on my return trip.
Oh, honey, wow. I had no idea.
Yeah, it was deep. It was real deep. Without even elaborating on it.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you mentioned it to us, and I want to see what Elisa gets from the number sequence associated with that message.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, 149, the central number, is the four, the foundation. And the message was saying just, you know, offer your healing to others really without discrimination or judgment or critiquing. It really harks back to what Elizabeth had said in the very beginning, which was something you already do, but to bathe everybody around you in that light. So I feel like your own foundation for being the person that you are, for being respectful of yourself and others, is going to be where you're going to be coming from. It's how you come from, where you come from anyway. But for this particular situation, that four is meant to keep you guided on, all right, this is the approach. The approach will be like this. The one is on the very front end of it. That is you and your intention. And on the other side of that four is the number nine, which is endings and conclusions, and it also covers all of the other elements of one through eight. So you will be touching on everything in this act. However it plays out, it touches on a lot of other levels that you don't necessarily have to teach or you don't have to do anything about. It's just going to flow. So if you're able to maintain that positive, non-judgmental light, and it just almost like, I'm getting an image of just, you know, as you're sharing your story, it's like it's your story. No one should be able to, you know, to pick that apart. But every story has different levels, and depending on the receiver and where that person is, they'll pick something out of it that's relevant to them. And when you're dealing with an airline or a big corporation, when you talk to a person at one particular level, because that's their perspective, they'll get something out of it. Just like whoever you have to talk to who's maybe higher up, they'll get a different perspective out of it. But all of it is just, you know, share your story. And I know you want to see some sort of result, something positive come out of it that, as you said, will be something more to you, what you were wanting, but also something that will help others. And when I talk about others, it has to help that airline too. Not in a monetary sense, more of in their level of customer service, which ends up being about the month, you know, it ends up hitting the bottom line at some point. But you see how the different layers will cover all of it, and that's where the secrets, 1, 4, 9, it covers 1 through 9, and that 4, while it may not be the midpoint, because that's the 4, though, is the foundation and the structure for the whole thing.
And very interesting. Very interesting. And very, you know, right on time. Well, while I was listening to you, I was drawn to put a name out there for both of you all. The name is William Robertson. To see what you feel around that.
William Robinson or Robertson?
R-O-B-E-R-S-O-N.
Robertson.
Robertson. Okay.
I'm getting, and I don't know, but this is I'm getting somebody, not an old gentleman, but certainly not a young person. I'm getting somebody who is kind of like a, why am I getting like a Colin Powell kind of vibe or something? Very, very some kind of buttoned up. Very buttoned up, and maybe even wearing glasses. But I'm just getting kind of somebody very, kind of like a poker face. You can't really read them. Although I feel the intentions may be good, but someone that's not going to cut a lot of slack. Very hard to read them, but very proper. That's what I'm getting from the energy. I don't know if that resonates or not. But that's what I get from you saying that name.
Okay. I'll take that and see what it...
Yeah, let us know.
All right. Thank you both.
Yeah, let us know and follow up and let me know if that description energetically, because again, this is all about energy. Sometimes it's not literal, or a lot of times it's not. But the energy, we get clues to the literal from the energy. That's how it works, opulence, as you well know. Some callers don't know that. beep. But if you could follow up and let us know, I'd be very curious if that energetic description or impression of that gentleman makes sense and helps you.
Well, the energetic energy is very different from the one of the impressions, because I saw two sides of him, and one was the, you know, the proper, and one was I saw a schizo.
Well, I got I said he had the poker face on. What that means? Like they don't show their hand.
Yes.
See, so of course that's what I got from the energy, because that's what he's presenting. So he will pick and choose who he's going to show the other side. But that's what I read from his energy, because that's very important to him. So he had his cards close to his vest. I use the term poker face.
You know, it's interesting, too, that you said close to the vest, because when I initially encountered him and I asked him his name, he turned away, he turned his badge away from me, and he, you know, that was on his chest. But then I had another encounter with him later.
See?
Yeah, and he was a totally different...
Right, and you said he had a badge, and that's funny because I said Colin Powell, who was a general, right?
Yes.
There, hello.
This guy turned out, when I got his card, he turned out to be a supervisor.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay, so I picked up on his energy. So that, guess what? You don't have to follow. You like, yes, that the energy makes sense. So, yeah, he's just that person in authority. So there you go.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go. You don't even need to confirm it, because you just did. That was Colin Powell, famous general. Done.
Wow. Yes. Okay. Now Colin Powell is pretty, it's very, 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 very powerful, but so what? Here I am, and I'm not going to be.
Well, who cares about that?
Be.
That's an archetype, though, but don't take that literal. That's an archetype. It's a sketch.
Okay.
It's an archetype. Don't take it literal, like you're like you don't have power or whatever. Don't. No. That I get a picture. Because to me, Colin Powell is a person, you know, a general, famous general, whatever. This guy had a badge or whatever. And I'm saying he had his cards close to his vest because he wanted to reveal something. Don't take it literal, but take it that this person thinks he's a general, or that's the archetype.
Oh, there you have it. That's it.
It's an archetype.
That's
so a lot of people, yeah, when I say something, I'm just showing pictures. But it's energy. It's not literal.
Okay.
So,
that,
yeah, you understand. I know you understand.
Yes. That was the last element that I needed.
Good.
All right, thank you. So I'm interested to hear about your dream too. Well.
All
right, darling.
In the last few minutes of the show.
And we can always get to it on Sunday. But let's see where we're at and what we need to do. But thank you so much, Opulence, and good luck with everything.
Thank you. Thank you both so much. Very,
of course.
Very helpful.
Of course, sweetheart. Good. We're glad.
All right. No, we're good. Everyone, say hello to everyone in the guest room. Oh, the chat room. We have guests. We have Havertown. Say hey, Ed and Vicky Lady. Say hello to all of you.
Hi, everybody.
That's it as far as hands.
Okay,
raised,
so you know. Tell us real quick about your dream.
So the dream was I was walking with one of my cousins, actually Anna's niece, who is on her own little spiritual path, but a harder edge to things. So we were walking, it felt like we were in the woods, like out in nature, and I passed by a tree, this huge tree, and it's not like a pine tree. I mean, we talked about pine trees. This was more like, it's not really a birch tree, but it was a tree that had like a lighter tone of bark. And it was huge, and I remember passing by it and thinking, oh, I want to take a picture, and I have my little window. My Windows phone with a camera,
uh-huh.
So I wanted to take a picture, and I looked through my lens of the phone, and even though it was the same picture of the tree, there was it said sanctuary, like somewhere like the word sanctuary kind of popped up. Like, oh, that's kind of cool, but the tree itself, what I was looking at was the trunk and then part of the roots, and the trunk, it just opened up this really beautiful image of there was green and yellow, kind of shimmering off the bark, and it formed a tunnel, like the roots or the branches.
Ooh.
Or the whatever, it was like a tunnel, so I went through, and underneath, as I'm walking through, as I said, there's a huge tree, it ends up being this ginormous tree, as I'm looking, it's like there's a church underneath there, or a place to worship.
Ooh.
And so I'm looking, but the doors, like, there were glass doors, and I knew that was like, oh, you can go in there and you can just hang out, but they weren't open yet. Like, that wasn't the time for it. So I'm like, oh, I said, that's it. And I'm the only one that decided to look around the tree.
Oh, my God.
My cousin just sort of walked away. Well, that's cool. Okay, she went her own way. But, like, this was, like, my tree. I had to look at it. I had to look at it, and I love the colors. And
oh, my God.
Okay, so that's what.
Okay. Yeah. Good. Okay, I don't know if we're going to get cut off. I hope not. But that green and yellow, that ties into the pictures in your, and you had your aura.
In my aura, yeah.
Okay, that also, too, you're literally taking root to bridge your unconscious to your conscious, which is why the energy is switching off, and you've done a complete 180 energetically. And what's great is that you are taking root, and that your consciousness and being in relationship with your guides and all of that, that is a portal to your sacred self. And the thing is, it's like the tree of knowledge also. But you're only gonna get the information on a need to know basis.
Mm.
So that's why the door, it's like, okay, that's enough.
Yeah, so, and I didn't feel like it was time to go.
No,
in.
It was nice. It was right, yeah. Exactly, because this is a time of laying roots, of foundation and preparation. But as you're telling me the dream, I'm like, oh my god! Like, it was so clear to me what this was meaning that I was like, oh my god! Like, I didn't have to think about it. Like, it came in. Like, as you're talking, I'm like, it means this. So that's a great dream.
It was a great dream.
That's a great dream. Like, you're because the more that you're grounded, the more that's a paradox. The more that you're grounded, the more that you can really have a phenomenal multidimensional earthbound experience.
Mm.
And that's what you've been working on.
Yeah.
That's great. Oh, I'm so glad Opulence was encouraging that, and we had the moment or two to discuss it. But, oh, no, you're taking root so you can fly. That's so fabulous.
I just remember waking up and thinking, oh, I just need to get back to that dream, and like, what else is going to happen? But it definitely had that
perfect,
like a school setting, but it was outside. And
well, of course, you're so comfortable in that, and you are academically, you are such a academically inclined, intelligent, brilliant person. Of course.
Yeah.
That's cool. Well,
and I love how, you know, years ago, my dream of going underground, like going to that cave for a meeting that I thought was one thing, but it ended up not being what I thought it was.
Right.
And how, you know, I like how you all want things to be underground. Like,
yeah, because it's all under the surface, because it's because it's giving the brain a break. You know, and that's been for many of us, you know. That's a lot of it is, again, it's not the literal, it's the energetic, it's not the conscious, it's the unconscious. You know, it's not the linear, it's the nonlinear. It's not the labels or the time, it's the spaciousness of being. So,
right.
Really cool dream.
Yes.
I love that. Oh, I'm so glad that you were able to talk about it. And, oh, my goodness, I'll just let you sign us off. What a great show we had today.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, my God, tell them what time next week is going to be. Sunday's going to be.
We are going to have our Sunday show. This Sunday and the next Sunday, the show will be at 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern time. So we're having to pull some early shows for the rest of this month, because we're just that busy. We have stuff going on. But if you are following us on Blog Talk Radio, you should get those alerts, and you'll know it's going to be Sunday at 8 a.m. And otherwise, you know, you can just listen in, or you can download it later.
Yeah.
Excuse me. So I'm excited about that. I hope everyone has a nice today is Thursday. See, all day yesterday I thought it was Friday. I felt like Friday yesterday. It was very strange. But no, today is Thursday. Tomorrow we have Anna Kay, her show. I don't know who all of her guests are, but that's coming up tomorrow at 10. And then Saturday we have Stephanie Peterson with Your Big Life, Saturday at 10 a.m. Eastern. So lots of good stuff happening on Universal Energy Radio. Please Facebook, follow us on Blog Talk Radio so you'll get those alerts. You can, however, get in touch with us or follow us. Just go to us to our site online. It's lawofattractionblend.com. And you can also reach us at loablend@gmail.com. So if you have any additional questions, you want something that we can talk about on Sunday's show, drop us a line. Or just drop us a line anyway and say hello. That's everything.
But don't hang up on us.
But yeah, you know, home training. That's all I'm saying. Home training.
That's all. And I guess, right.
Follow.
I can't help follow the feeling to you. Have a great day, everybody.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Tell me something good. Tell me that you love me, yeah.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.